People say we can't affect what happens in our country. Probably true, but as long as we're here, why not continue our foolish efforts? The 2020 elections will have more than usual riding on the results. Whomever we support, let's all recall that our political adversaries are not evil, and that most of us all want to make the U.S. the best nation we can be. People have fears or get trapped in ideologies, but they are not the enemy. So it's important to keep talking and listening. Let's not give up on each other. I no longer believe in Santa or God, but I do believe in democracy. Maybe I'm silly, but our country was founded on the New England town meeting notion that if we debate issues honestly and vigorously, we'll eventually get stuff right. Of course, that's harder with so many of us. Democracy is endangered by more countries falling into dictatorship, by our hyper-partisanship, and by big money tricking us into unwarranted faith in this shampoo or that political candidate, by India and much of Europe falling into ethnic prejudice, and Donald Trump expressing that here. Our system placed Mr. Trump in the White House. I hope we'll survive and thrive, but don't ask me to put money on it. Complex political issues aren't football games, where we always root passionately for the Aggies over UTEP. We can exercise judgment and express views, yet maintain our fragile personal relationships with folks who don't agree. We might each do well to recognize, first of all, how much we all have to be grateful for, and second, how little each of us knows. Facing our own ignorance and asking questions are two solid steps toward both professional success and personal harmony, as well as improving democracy. Our aversion to studying the facts, not just reading the commentators we agree with, is not helpful. As Benjamin Franklin said after the Constitutional Convention, "We've given you a republic, if you can keep it." Sometimes children show us the way. Two recent news stories describe a 10-year-old serving homeless at El Caldito, and a second grader's passion project inspiring southern New Mexico Walmarts to donate tents and blankets to Camp Hope. Many of our fellow citizens of Doñana County are doing great things, often without much recognition. If you know some of them, thank them for me. Christmas and New Year's give us a chance to pause and reflect, to review the closing year and contemplate the coming one, to resolve, perhaps, to continue the struggle with a constant eye toward how we can improve. We may not succeed, but we can try to do less harm. Anyway, Happy New Year!